Hey, so excited to bring you David Joe right now. He is somebody who has been through the creative side of things, starting something, getting it off the ground. Elite Business Solutions is the name of his company. He's a small business consultant, and he is kind enough to join us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. David, how are things in Chicago today? We got rain and cold here in Pittsburgh today.
We got about the same thing happening in Chicago, too.
So we'll get it tomorrow also, because we always get whatever you have the next day. So it sounds like it's sticking around for a while.
That's right.
Absolutely. Hey, well, the reason I wanted to bring you on is I wanted to get your thoughts on this idea and how realistic it is about going to a four-day work week. How close is this to becoming reality, or are we still years away from it?
Rick, I got to tell you, first of all, I come from a company, 330 million, basically 1,850 employees. So I was a senior business analyst, and we generally worked with 1 to 50 or 75 million dollar companies. That was our sweet spot. So when I go in as an analyst, I look at the business, I look at the problems of the business, I find out what those problems were costing me or the business owner in bottom line dollars, and then I go on to prescribe a methodology of fix. Here's the point. I usually took a look at the smaller companies. Now, smaller in relationship to, say, a Fortune 100 company, half a trillion, been in business, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, that kind of thing. So my perspective is a little bit different from most, and it could surprise you. Most business owners statistically kind of go along with this thing. But I tell you, the thing that I think a lot of people and business owners in particularly are missing are the costs involved. Here's an example of what I mean. You got to have at least three things working for you if you want to call yourself a success in business. You got to have cash flow, minimum cash flow in the business, so you're not doing things for the company that you can only afford to do. You're throwing things for the business that need to be done. That's the first thing. You got to have cash flow. Second thing is profitability. You've got to have the minimum mandatory standard of profitability within the business. And the third, you have to have ease of operation for the business owner. What I generally find is that if you're reducing the days, now I know Senator Tacoma, he was proposing this as a way to shorten our days and extend the wealth that we receive as a family. But I think that was kind of reactionary with regard to the pandemic, because we started losing workers and everybody was retiring and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you've got to have those three things. And it was well meant for a lot of people. But for the most part, I think it's going to bite them in the you-know-what when it really comes down to it, because the numbers don't work. You're coming from a five-day weekend or a five-day week, and you're going down 20% to 4 days. You're losing your labor right there. Labor is your number one business expense. So you're losing your labor right there. And productivity, you just don't have it. I've been the boots on the ground, and I've been able to see actually what happens. Let's say a construction site. I'd actually go out there 8 o'clock in the morning. They work till 4. The guys show up a little late. They take a long time to get started. They got to take the break. The first break, and this is all unionized.
So they're not working 8 hours, even though they are clocked in for 8. You may get 6.5.
That's where I'm going. Where do you think these guys actually fall in terms of actual productivity? You're absolutely right. 6.5. So if you look at the numbers, that's one of the reasons that a lot of these guys get turned down on Shark Tank. You know, they don't know their numbers.
Yeah.
Business owners don't either.
Is this a matter of, once again, that we are hearing the argument coming from the side of the worker who wants a four-day work week, who is pushing the fact that a four-day work week will do all of these things for the company, rather than hearing from it from the boss's side of things in terms of, well, here's why I don't see it working? Are we seeing everything through the worker's lens right now?
I think we are. And like I said before, I think it's surprising that a lot of business owners are chiming in on the pro side. I don't think they really take a look at the bottom line numbers. I think they have a substantially different, diametrically opposed viewpoint.
But is it because they're trying to get workers? I mean, has it gotten that bad that they're saying, I'll do anything. I'll do anything to get workers.
You know, you write books, the four-day weekend, I get all of that, the whole thing. It goes viral. The four-day work week.
Yeah.
you know, it makes money, and it goes viral, and it gives you the numbers that you need. But in reality, it does not translate to a, you know, good situation. And sorry to say that, but that's just what I've seen.
So then how far away are we from it being viable? Because we hear, anecdotally perhaps, but we hear from Europe, this is working so well mm-hmm. in Sweden. This is a beautiful thing. Uh-huh. Why don't you have more vacation like we do in France? How different is it in America than what it is in Europe? And why, if they say it works there, couldn't it work here?
I think it's a totally good question. I think it's a totally different perspective on the industries and what they model as success. Now, if you want to call success just having more free time on your hands, that's one thing, and let's clap our hands for that. But if success for you is developing a company of size and scope and scale and something that creates innovation and jobs and the like, then I think, you know, we kind of skew from that viewpoint. I've taken a look at those numbers. Belgium, Switzerland, I'd say Austria, 29 hours a week. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Australia, it's ridiculous. Right. You know, so you can't get the same productivity. And again, how are we defining success?
It's also interesting.
And
David,
you got to look at the products. You got to look at the products that they have come up with over time. Yeah. You know, Bluetooth and internet in Japan and DVDs and all that kind of thing. We are it in terms of America.
And then you take a look at the economic indicators in terms of size and growth of an economy, and they're not Absolutely. Close either, right? I mean, in terms of America is a much larger scope Absolutely. Than what those other economies are.
Absolutely. For the most part, we are innovators. We are creators. We are not imitators. And I certainly hope we don't go back down to that. We are the leaders, and we got to maintain that standard.
Well, I sure
And that's one of the reasons that I wrote the book, It's Not Business, It's Personal, on senior people and what they need. I'll give your people a copy of it. Free chapter. We'll give it away if you go to davidjoe.com.
Good stuff. And again, the book itself, if you want to read the whole thing, It's Not Business, It's Personal, on Seeing Your People and What They Need by David Joe, founder of Elite Business Solutions. His firm is a consulting-based firm that wants to work with small and mid-sized businesses, working on planning, eliminating costly problems, increasing productivity. And you can hear, as a small business owner, he understands and he thinks the way you need to think to run your business. David, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
You got it, big guy.
Good stuff. David Joe joining us here on KDKA. It's